Well, I'm here talking to Gemma Diamond, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, NHS Financial Performance 2011-12. Gemma, could you just tell us a bit about the report and what's it about?
Our report considers the financial performance of the NHS in 2011-12. We comment on financial sustainability and also the challenges and cost pressures facing the health service. The information is based on the annual accounts and audit reports for all the boards for 2011-12, and we also received additional information from the Scottish Government.
And what have you found?
All boards met their financial targets with a small underspend overall. However, the accounts don't show what the boards had to do to meet these targets, and we say that the accounts should be more transparent. Another issue is that in order to break even each year, this can encourage a short-term focus for boards, and they really need to concentrate on longer-term financial sustainability. 2012-13 alone, they need to make significant savings of £272 million.
Now, you talked there about what boards were having to do in order to meet their targets. And in the report, you talk quite a bit about money being moved around boards. What do you mean by this, and why are you highlighting it as an issue?
Money can be moved for a number of different reasons. For example, in 2011-12, three boards required additional financial support from the government in order to break even. Boards might get extra money from the Scottish Government in the year to help promote new initiatives or start new projects. And also, boards might return money that they can't spend by the end of the year. However, as all these changes are done through movements in the budget, then it means that it's not transparent in the accounts, and therefore, for example, if a board required additional financial support in the year, a reader of the accounts wouldn't know this by just looking at the accounts.
You also talk about some of the pressures that boards are facing and highlight some quite big problems with their savings plans. Again, could you just elaborate on that and just explain what's going on there?
Most NHS boards will actually see a slight real terms increase in their budget over the next few years. However, there are significant pressures ahead through increasing costs and demand. Therefore, boards have to bridge that gap between income expenditure by making savings. Boards did make significant savings in 2011-12 of £319 million, but they need to make additional savings of £272 million in 2012-13. And we highlight that it might get more difficult to make further savings, as those savings that are easiest to make have already been done. And boards themselves labelled 20% of their planned savings as high risk, which highlights the level of uncertainty around making these savings. To make significant future savings, boards might need to change the way they deliver services. But the problem is there's not a lot of capital in the system at the moment to help start these projects.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We made a number of recommendations both to NHS boards and to the Scottish Government, and I'll highlight three of the main ones. The requirement to break even each year can lead to a short-term focus for boards. And we asked the Scottish Government whether there are better options to help boards promote long-term planning. The accounts also need to clearly report how the boards managed to break even, so it's clear to the reader whether additional financial support was required. And lastly, the system where boards send in monthly returns to the Scottish Government on financial information, including forecasts and actual position. And we highlight that these could be more realistic and consistent.